Sally Mon used to be known as the Squirrel Lady. As a wildlife rehabilitator, she took in weasels, foxes, raccoons, and a lot of squirrels. She had no intention of working with bears until one day the Idaho Fish and Game Department called.
And they kept calling because they didn't have anybody else that had an enclosure that would hold a bear.
Mon named that first bear cub Rugals. That was 20 years ago. So far, she's helped 189 orphan bear cubs from around the West. She runs a nonprofit in Boise called the Idaho Black Bear Rehabilitation Program. It's a chilly afternoon, but it's sunny. So Mon, her helper John Knight, and I sit outside on her front steps. It's hard to ignore the smell as we talk. You know that musty smell of straw and animals and, well, bears. It's kind of an animal barnyard smell out here. This place used to be surrounded by pasture, but not anymore. On one side, there's an upscale subdivision, and on the other side, there's another large subdivision. Mon says her neighbors don't seem to mind the bears, and sometimes she lets them come visit.
We don't want bears seeing people any more than they need to, and John just goes in and feeds and comes out, and I do the bottle feeding, which is when they really attach. So once they're weaned, he pretty much takes over from there.
So who is that?
That is one of the Oregon bears.
The cub makes a beeline for his house the minute he spots us. Mon's assistant, John Knight, explains this bear and two others are the only ones here at the center. The bear pokes his head out, then ducks right back in as I check out its enclosure. It's roomy. There are logs to play on, and there are green apples to eat.
That's their swim tub right there.
Oh, they have a swim tub.
Yep. I like to break it often.
Will they get in there during the winter?
Yeah. Some bears do. It's odd. One bear last year was in it every day. It was snowing, 30 degrees. He was in it.
These cubs are orphans. We don't really know what happened to their mothers. They might have been killed by licensed hunters or even illegally killed. Each year, more orphan cubs show up at Mon's place. She's one of only a few bear rehabilitators in the West. John Rochelle works for the Idaho Fish and Game as a wildlife manager. He says they have to turn to people like Mon.
We simply don't have the personnel or resources to handle all of that.
In the last year, Sally Mon has taken in 53 bears. It was a bad year for berries, and there were a lot of wildfires around the West.
What are you going to do? Say, I'm sorry, I can't take you, just die? Can't do that. So, and hopefully eventually there'll be some more rehabbers for bears. It's a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy.
The World Society for the Protection of Animals covers a lot of Mon's expenses. She relies heavily, though, on donations, and it's still not enough. Anything left from her paycheck as a travel agent goes back to the bears. She has even wiped out her retirement just to get these black bears back into the wild where they belong. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.